take a look at a Civil War novel called The Thin Gray Line. It is written by award-winning author Michael Smith, who's also written Home Again and Scarred. He joins us to talk about this coming-of-age story of a young Confederate soldier. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. You know, this is a tough time of the year. I can't decide which to root for more, the Indians or the Browns.
Well, you can spread your love around. It's, you can do that. When you look at the Civil War, depending, I guess, where you were at a particular time when this was going on, how this would play out. This is called The Thin Gray Line. What made you pick a topic like this or look at a Confederate soldier from this perspective?
So there's this this book is The Thin Gray Line is the third of a trilogy. All three books stand on its own. The first book, Home Again, was about two young boys from Tennessee who sign up to go for the war in 1861. One signs up for the South and one signs up for the North. And by the end of the first book, they both go home wounded. One has post-traumatic stress and the other one has lost his leg. And this book picks up on Luke, the Southern soldier who wakes up in a bed and doesn't know how he got there, but discovers he doesn't have a leg. And so he goes through the rest of the war. He makes a prosthesis and he tries to deal with his malady and the effect that it had on him psychologically.
How did you come to include Camp Chase near Columbus?
That's a really interesting thing. Well, when Luke was captured at the Battle of Shiloh in on the western front of the war, they transported him to Columbus, Ohio, and it was a prisoner of war camp, and so he came back to my home state, Ohio. So that just worked out.
When you're getting this is obviously a novel, but where do you get your inspiration from, or what kind of historical context do you really put this into to bring it to life?
Well, I pride myself in the historical aspects of my novels being very historically accurate, so that somebody that can read the book and be entertained by the book, hopefully, but also come away with some better understanding what actually happened historically. So I love the period of the Civil War. I've always been a student of it. I read everything I can about it. And, ever since the end of the war in 1865, one book has been written every day. And even late in the last 10 years or so, that pace has accelerated so the Civil War is a topic of interest to Americans.
You a lot of times will have books that sort of have more insight into battles. This is more, I guess, of the human condition then.
Yes, there again. So if a character is exposed to a part of a battle or at that kind of time during the war, I'd like to be accurate and portray the battle as it really happened. But don't matter how you look at it, war was hell, and the people that got through it came away damaged and always in some way, shape, or form. We think of all the young men coming home today that have post-traumatic stress. Well, can you imagine back then when there was no support group? They didn't even know what post-traumatic stress was. And so they just came home. And also the ones that were physically wounded. They came home without arms, without legs sometimes. So they had no support. There was no VA. They just went home. And so they had to deal with all those problems.
Do you address or deal with in some sort of context the way that the America somewhat is still sort of divided between the North and the South and its acceptance of the history?
Yeah, it's really a topic lately. We talk about statues and remembrances of heroes. The reason why soldiers fought in the war is different from the reason why the war was fought. You know, the war was fought clearly because of slavery. Some would say it was states' rights, but that's a minority position. But people fought because they had allegiance to their state. And so, because back then the federal government wasn't very big, we didn't even have a federal income tax until 1861. And the reason that was posted was because of the war. So people had, when Virginia left the Union, Virginians had more loyalty to their state than they did to the Union. And so they fought. So now we have these sculptures and statues and reminding people of the heroes or people that fought hard during the war. And it is a remembrance of those individuals' patriotism to their own state. However, you know, many of those statues were erected during the 20s and 30s and of 1920, 1930s. And so they remind a lot of people of a bad time in our country. And so, you know, I think those sculptures and statues might be better placed in another area, such as a museum or a park, not out in the open.
We're talking this morning with author Michael Smith. The latest book that he's written, part of this trilogy, is called The Thin Gray Line. You mentioned how there's like a Civil War book written almost every day related, you know, since. What did you hope to bring with your stories that would add a different perspective or maybe highlight a specific, you know, segment that maybe you hadn't read before or thought about?
Well, really good question. So I think that my novels are novels. They're fiction based on actual happenings in the war. So I think that a nonfiction book on history of the Civil War will tell you what happened. You know, a book such as The Thin Gray Line will tell you how it felt. It'll tell you what the soldiers went through, and you know, when they went home or when they were battling next to their buddy that got shot or maimed or something like that. So I think it's an important distinction between fiction and nonfiction. So I'd like to tell my readers exactly how soldiers felt while they fought the war.
And of course, you even mentioned earlier that PTSD, which is our common term for that. We have a PSA or something that talks about, at some point, it was known like a soldier's heart or some other kind of euphemism to describe the pain or the misunderstanding of the soldiers coming back. There's also disease that happens, and you realize that a lot of people died because of just infections and things of that nature. What other research did you do or things that you learned maybe through this that you had not understood or found out before?
Well, there's a lot that I didn't that I don't understand or don't know about the war, because it's so fascinating. You learn new things every day, but you know, it's a war that has captured the imagination of Americans over the years, and you know, it's a war in which over 660,000 men died. Of course, that represents both sides, but you know, a lot of them died from disease, and so, like smallpox was rampant during the war, and so many died. So I didn't know about this. I didn't know how they were treated, and researching that aspect of the war was rewarding.
Well, sometimes novels and books build upon themselves, or you know, able to take a look at a different character and kind of express stories or opinions that way. What's next for you? If this is a trilogy, is there other aspects of this kind of storytelling that you're hoping to continue?
You know, I'm really happy you answered that, because now I'm writing a new book. And you know, when Jefferson Davis left Richmond in 1865, April 2nd, 1865, because Grant was closing in on him, he took the Confederate treasury with him. And so all the money, it was Mexican pesos, they were gold bullion, silver, jewelry, all kinds of money. And they packed it in two railroad cars. And so as he fled south, trying to avoid getting captured, the money, he dispersed some of the money. But when he was finally captured 5 weeks later, the money was gone and nobody really knew. Nobody knows to this day what happened. And so my new novel is going to be about a story of a young soldier who was assigned to guard it and his plight as he went through that.
Is this added sort of become a mystery novel in a sense?
Well, such a thing as possible about the Civil War. It's got a lot of intrigue in it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And we appreciate your time this morning to tell us all about The Thin Gray Line. If people want to find out more about this book or the other ones you've written, where's a good place for them to maybe check that out?
Well, thank you. The best place is at michaelkennethsmith.com. Just go there and you'll see the novels available, and you can just press a button. It'll take you to Amazon, and you can make the purchase. The book is available in audio. It's available in ebook and in print form. And it's ready.
What's it been like for you to kind of do another career of yours, having gone through different things? I see you had a business, you've worked as a mechanical engineer, trained as that, but now you're kind of writing novels. What's been that like for you?
It's a left brain, right brain type thing. I thought, being an engineer, but after I retired, after a couple of years, I decided that there was something more that I could do, and I always liked to write. And so, one day I went up to my office and opened up the screen and stared at it, blank screen, for a while, and I started writing. And I wrote for maybe a couple hours, and then I hit print, and I read what I'd written, and my life changed. And so it's been a wonderful adventure.
When did your fascination for Civil War begin? I mean, there's a lot of times when you're young and you have a storybook or you read something or you happen to see a film or something that you're just really intrigued by that period, that time in America.
I had a history teacher in grade school who loved it, and so I got interested in that way. I was always interested in the battles and the glory part of the war. The generals and what they did and all the heroics. And then slowly I became interested in the soft underbelly side of the war, how it affected people. And it's a good question.
Well, Michael, we appreciate your time this morning sharing the stories, and hopefully people will check out your latest book, The Thin Gray Line. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thanks. Appreciate it, Pike.
Michael K. Smith joining us this morning. Again, Michael Kenneth Smith is where you can look him up online, or just look for The Thin Gray Line.